The halacha is that if one is Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, we have a chiyuv haskara on Yom Shabbos. And regarding Suda Shabbos, the halacha is you have to mention Ritzeh during the three meals you have on Shabbos. What happens if one forgets to say Ritzeh during the meal? So we paskin the first two meals, the Friday night meal, Shabbos morning meal. One is obligated to repeat the benching. And for Shalosh Shudis, one does not have to go back. And the question, why? We have a general klal, if you have a chiyuv suda, so then you have to repeat. That's why if you don't have a chiyuv suda, that's why on, let's say, Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, if you forget Yahweh V'Yav, you don't have to go back because it's praiseworthy, but there's no chiyuv suda. But on Shabbos and Yantiv, you have a chiyuv suda, so you have to go back. So why are we discriminating against Shalosh Shudis? Why do we say the third meal, no Ritzeh? You don't have to go back, but other two you do have to. So the Achronim point out, Rav Salabachik, others, that the two sources for why we have Suda Shabbos. There's the source of a Karasuva Shabbos Oneg when it is covered, but Oneg Shabbos, the Vilna Gaon covered the things you do before Shabbos. Oneg are the things you do after Oneg Shabbos is Mechayavas to have the Sudas. And as well as there's another halach of Zecho Aman. Zecho Aman, that's where we have the Shalosh Sudas. Zecho Aman, we cover up the challah from top and bottom. So Zecho Aman, we have Lecha Mishnah. So Zecho Aman, we go ahead and we have Shalosh Sudas. So the version point out, the Gemara talks about covered Yom Odef or covered Laila. In other words, if you have one special food for Shabbos, should you mechavid the daytime meal or should you mechavid the nighttime meal? So practically speaking, because of, in terms of warming things up, Hilchos Shabbos, so many people have the big meal on Shabbos. However, that's probably the minhag for Cholent. You have a special meal on Shabbos morning. So we, the Gemara, the Bavli seems to say covet Yom Adif, that you save the special food for the daytime. And the Zohar says that covered Laila Adif against the Gemara. So either way, whoever you accept, everyone agrees. So what's the pshat? Based on the Karasuva Shabbos Oneg, the assumption is you have a Chiyav Suda Friday night and you have a Chiyav Suda Shabbos lunch. So you only have to have one meal at night and one meal during the day. So therefore, als Oneg Shabbos, it's mechayev you to have a meal Friday night and a meal Shabbos morning. However, Shalosh Shudis is only a din of Zecho Aman. There's no chiyev, that's why according to some Rishonim, Yiyotze with Mine Targima. Yiyotze without having food. That's why, well, if you could yotze, let's say, with having, let's say, gefilte fish and salad, you're making a bora nefashos. A bora nefashos is no mention at all of Shabbos, and yet you yotze b'di'evid. So certainly if you ate bread and left out ritzeh, and that's why, not necessarily limited to here, that's why the second some posts can bring down, the next best thing to bread is you should have probably something that requires an ala geffen, or a geffen, ala peros, ala michya, because at least on you'll still give mention of Shabbos in the ala michya. So nevertheless, we see, since we passed in, apparently, since if you forget ritzeh at Shalosh Shudis, one does not have to go back, so we see me'ikar adin, we paskin that one doesn't have a chiyuv suda per se. It's recommended, it's praiseworthy, since other Rishonim might disagree. But that's why the halacha is, we don't go back. If you forget ritzeh on Friday night, you go back, because you have a chiyuv suda covered laila, oneg laila, and then you have a chiyuv to have a meal during the day. And so if you forget, if you don't have a meal Friday night, so the reason why you have to have three meals on Shabbos is one meal is covered yom oneg, but the halach is zechel aman, you should have three meals. It would come out according to this mahalach that if I'm only having this, if I'm having three meals by yom, so then even the second meal, if I forget ritzeh, I wouldn't have to go back because I'm only having it zechel aman. So oneg Shabbos dictates one meal balayla, one meal bayom. Hence, if I forget ritzeh, I go back. But if I at shalosh shuvos, I don't have to go back if I forget ritzeh. And as well as if I didn't eat the meal Friday night, and I have three meals Shabbos day, so if I forget ritzeh in the first meal, I have to repeat the benching. However, the other two meals I wouldn't have. And that's what I was thinking. Rav Soloveitchik also discussed what happens if someone, let's say someone, they did a Zeman, let's assume, and all three people forgot, let's say Friday night you did a Zeman and you forgot to say Ritzeh. So now you all have, so you all have to bench over again. The question is, why do you have to bench over again? Do you have to bench over again? How do we view a Ritzeh? How do we view a Suda Shabbos without Ritzeh? Do I say it's like I didn't have the Suda? Or do I say, no, you had the Suda, you're lacking in the special Baruch Hashem Yom Yom or the special mention of the day? My nafka mina is if Ritzeh, if a Suda without Ritzeh is a zero, so then you'd have to go back and make another Zeman. However, Rav Soloveitchik thought not that way. He thought we paskin that you would not need another Zeman because you yotze the Suda Shabbos. You just now, you're lacking a Baruch Hashem Yom Yom and you can't do it in the vacuum, so you'd have to bench over again. But Zeman, you would already be yotze. So those are some of the issues regarding the Suda Shabbos and saying Ritzeh and forgetting Ritzeh.